You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Love Food Podcast is brought to you in partnership with my PCOS and Food Peace course. Finally, free yourself from endless PCOS fatigue, frustration, shame, and guilt. For PCOS sufferers who are tired of ineffective diets and unhelpful advice, join me on a PCOS and Food Peace journey that will change your life forever. Grab all the details at PCOSandFoodPeace.com. Say goodbye to the food police and hello to peace. Welcome to the Love Food Podcast, hosted by dietitian and food behavior expert, Julie Duffy Dillon. This authentically engineered series is in the form of a love letter, welcoming you to reconnect with food. Now pour a cup of coffee or a margarita and let's begin. Hi, and welcome to episode 247 of A Love Food Podcast. I'm Julie Duffy Dillon, registered dietitian and partner on your food peace journey. I am so glad you're here. Thank you for connecting today. How is your journey going? Well, if you are new to the Love Food Podcast, we talk about helping to recover from diet culture and eating disorders, all using intuitive eating types of philosophies and techniques. And we also get a letter from listeners who are hoping to get some insight in their part of the food peace journey. They're needing some extra help along the way. Today's letter comes from someone who says, they are not going to give up. They know they're not going to give up, but there is a but. They're tired and they're stuck. So I invited Katie Barbaro, who is the author of the illustrated guide to food freedom called Fed Up. It is such a fun read. I highly recommend it. And Katie has some really great insight from her own lived experience that I think for the letter writer and for anyone who can relate to this part of the food peace journey, I think you're going to find some new wisdom and insight. But before we get to this episode's letter and hear from Katie, a word from our sponsor. This episode of A Love Food Podcast is brought to you by Ovofolic. What is Ovofolic? Well, I had that question too. But Ovofolic is a new to me inositol supplement. If you have PCOS and you have listened to podcasts on PCOS that I've been interviewed on, or you have done my course, you know that I talk all the time about inositol supplementation. We know that people with PCOS probably have a defect or deficiency with certain inositols, and that's what leads to insulin resistance, issues with ovulation, and higher androgen levels. Adding an inositol supplement to your PCOS regimen is something that for many people helps to improve ovulation, lower androgens, and lower insulin blood sugars, and even improve symptoms of anxiety. Recently, I jumped on the phone with Dr. Pari, one of the founders of the small company called Elon Healthcare that makes Ovofolic. She also sent me samples to try. I was so impressed with all that Elon Healthcare is doing. It's a small, women-owned and led company, not a big corporation. They love providing a personal touch. Dr. Pari responds to all customer emails herself. She also oversees every aspect of the manufacturing and the ingredients of Ovofolic. So I know not all inositol ingredients are the same. I really like knowing there's a choice in good quality inositol supplements with the recommended 40-to-1 ratio. Avofolic has no taste or smell. I can totally vouch for that because I tried it myself. And of course, has these really high quality ingredients. Avofolic comes in easy to carry single dose packets with, again, that 40-to-1 ratio. So you can feel rest assured that you're getting the recommended amount for the maximum therapeutic effect. So Avofolic has a special offer for Love Food listeners. Use the coupon code FOODPEACE at checkout for 15% off. Go to elonhealthcare.ca and click on their product, Avofolic. It's spelled O-V-O-F-O-L-I-C to learn more. Use code FOODPEACE, all one word, to get 15% off. All right, enough of all that. Let's get to this episode's letter. Dear Food, our love and hate relationship has been ebbing and flowing. It all started really innocently wanting to opt for healthier options until it led me to an unhealthy place, a place where I feared you, a place where I felt guilty after eating you, and a place that took away all the pleasure and freedom around guilt. I've been recovering from an eating disorder for almost 2 years now, and although our relationship is relatively better, we could say that we are not in peace yet. Diet culture has made me believe there are bad and good foods, that I should fear some of you, that some of you are evil. I really want to change that. I want to make peace with you. I'm trying to unlearn all the lies and myths diet culture has taught me, but it's hard, you know? I've been trying really hard to reject diets, the mentality of good and bad, and surround myself with anti-diet, body positivity, and food freedom content. But I'm struggling to take action steps to have a better relationship with you. It's easy to consume and motivate me with a lot of inspiring content, but it's overwhelming, you know? I mean, there are so many fear foods I need to face.
Did you know that every time you listen to an ad on this podcast, you help cover the cost of producing Find Your Food Voice? Thank you to our sponsor, Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense. Because of them, my team and I can continue our independent podcast. Equilibria is a women-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and back, my mind and body back into harmony. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. It also promotes optimal vaginal pH. These probiotics were chosen because they are studied for women's health. And I love that you can subscribe. So if you find that Equilibria's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense helps you, you can subscribe so you don't have to think twice about running out and also save 25% off. I just started taking the Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense after a trip overseas that made my GI tract kind of funky. I am hoping that it helps make things just a little bit easier, easing back in. And also, as a woman in midlife, I'm always looking for ways to help with vaginal pH. If you are not in midlife yet, just be aware, it's a thing that is around the corner for you. So head to myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. All right, let's get back to the show.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Unlearn diet myths. Change my mentality around food. Learn to brush off diet comments. Relearn how to listen to my body and treat it with respect, and so much more that I need to do. I don't even know where to start. Also, I'm afraid I feel alone, and I'm afraid of what will happen if I let go of control and food restriction. I really want to have a better relationship, but things like diet culture, fear of weight gain, or eating disorder thoughts get in the way. I won't give up. I am positive I will get to a place where I no longer fear you but embrace you. I know I will get there one day. This girl needs a little guidance. Love, not giving up.
You have come so far, letter writer. And I know you're going in the direction you want to go, but feeling probably really exhausted. I want to help you to continue on, and I'm inviting a guest to help, Katie Barbaro. She is the author of a really wonderful illustrated guide to food freedom called Fed Up. It is so lovely, especially if you have read lots of books to help with your eating disorder recovery and need something different. The fact that it is illustrated the whole way through makes it so fabulous. But after I read it, I knew that I wanted to have her on the Love Food podcast. And I think she's going to have a lot of insight into your letter because of what I read in this book and her lived experience. So let's go ahead and give Katie a call.
Hello.
Hey, Katie. It's Julie Duffy Dillon. How are you?
Hi, Julie. I'm great. How are you?
I'm really glad to be talking to you. Thank you for agreeing to help me answer this letter. Did you get a chance to read over it?
I did read over it. Thank you for sending it to me.
Well, I think your book is so lovely. And when I read through this letter, I knew that you would have some really important words of wisdom. So that's why I picked this letter for you. And when you read through this letter, what's your general impression about what this person's experiencing?
Oh, well, my general impression is I just feel like this is me from the past talking to me now, like not going to quit. I want to just tell you that where you are is so like, I just want to surround you in a bubble of love and affirmation that you're on the right track. Like the whole experience of deconstructing our subconscious limiting beliefs around food, around our bodies. Like, this is a messy process. And if it was like an overnight thing, you'd probably be in major denial. So the first thing I wanted to say is that the fact that you're writing this letter about just honestly being where you are is like the most compassionate thing you could be doing for yourself. Like admitting where you're afraid and where there's, you know, these creeping beliefs still coming into play. Like, I just want to affirm that that is a sign that you're actually, you know, you're doing this work and you're doing a great job.
Yeah, I agree. You know, there's a lot of the process of recovery that is so incredibly fucked up and messy, you know, and I have witnessed a lot of people in that process kind of wanting to be like, I'm fine. But I agree with you. This person was like, this is it. This is where I am. And owning it and not really hiding from it, you know, and there's something really important about that spot to be in versus like, you know, let's just keep putting that shit under the rug. So I agree with you. And so when you were reading through it, what would you recommend to someone who's in a similar place or maybe even this letter writer as some steps forward when they're recognizing, you know, they're coming along and they're not going to give up, but this is like exhausting. Yeah. What would you recommend to them as some ways to move forward?
Yes. I felt a lot of like, how would I call it? I think even just the name of like, I'm not going to quit. Like, I'm not going to give up food. I promise. I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep fighting. And that really lit something up in me where I was like, actually, what is like, I guess this is a question to you or to anybody, you know, to this letter writer or to anybody who's feels like they're in this position where it's like, I'm trying so hard and it's just not working. And instead of focusing on not giving up, what are some of the things that you need to give up? Like starting with that question, what do I need to give up to move forward with more gentleness and compassion with myself in this process. And like some things that come to mind from my own journey are like, I need to give up on getting it right. Like I have some idea in my mind that recovery is supposed to look like how it looks for all of these amazing people I follow on Instagram, or recovery is supposed to, you know, seem like chapter 10 of the book Intuitive Eating. You know, I'm supposed to get somewhere. And when we approach recovery like that, it has a lot of the same aspects of dieting. Like when I'm approaching my journey as a destination, it's like, oh, I'll be happy when I get to a place of complete food freedom and peace. And that place looks like X, Y, and Z. So my invitation to anyone who feels like this is, what if you gave up on getting it right, gave up on recovering the same way that other people do, or for your story to look like you think it's supposed to look?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I like that a lot. Like you're kind of like provoking this like spin in my head that feels really refreshing to think about, like coming it from this different angle. And I'm thinking about that and something, I don't know if you know this about me, Katie, but I'm not someone who's experienced an eating disorder, but I've sat across people for over 20 years now with them along that recovery experience. And what I've noticed for so many people is that in the beginning, it'll feel so much like that, like this black and white kind of way of like defining, this is what getting better is going to look like. And yeah, like that getting better was just like another like way of expressing diet culture, because that's like the lens of everything. You know, we can't see just, it's so hard to like remove that lens from like anything. But as people like call that out, you know, calling diet culture out is like such a huge system that is this lens, and move away from it more frequently, it seems like a year or two will go by in that messy place. And then people are like, wait, I think this is how I'm experiencing the recovery process. Like, it's not like this like destination, but of like, this is it. This is it. You know, like I'm living my life, and yeah, there's still messy sometimes, but like, this is, I'm connecting to with the things I wanted to connect with, but it was not, I guess what I'm trying to say is it's more of like a hindsight kind of thing instead of like, I'm here.
Yes.
I don't know if you experienced it that way, but as you were talking about that, that was something that I was connecting with too, that like it, for many people in earlier recovery kind of spaces, it'll feel like I'm just going to know when I'm there, and it's going to be like, I get this blue ribbon or something, but it's not that exact, you know?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. To everything you're saying. And it's like letting go. I really like to say like, let go of getting there and arrive here, like right here. This is the story that you are living right now, is your recovery story. The fact that you want to recover, or like, you know, that's like that, because recovery is making the choice. That's how it feels. Like having been on the inside of a brain that has an eating disorder voice and has a recovery voice, like the voice that really wants what's really best for me. And then the voice that thinks self-sabotage is going to manipulate life into giving me what I want, like a better body or some sort of, you know, like better body is such a ridiculous phrase in and of itself, but like this, all of these delusions that my self-sabotage eating disorder voice had, like just choosing being the one who can observe both of those voices and say, I'm going to keep listening to the recovery voice. I'm going to keep listening to that. That choice is all it takes to recover. I mean, it's not saying recovery is simple, but it's like giving yourself more credit of like, if you are on a path of recovery. Like, this is your story. You're living it right now. And this took me a long time to understand myself. And it's part of the reason why I felt so moved to write my story in a book. And it's this kind of, it's very much like you're in my head, because I was like, oh, if I thought all this time, I thought I wasn't getting it right at each of these stages of recovery. Like, I just want everyone else to feel like you are not alone. And I think that's something this letter writer said, I feel alone and I'm afraid of what will happen if I let go of, you know, the control, like these remaining vestiges of that eating disorder brain. And I just want to validate and affirm that you're not alone in any of this. And that, yeah, I think what's just really important is like realizing that you're on, like, you're in recovery by choosing to be in recovery. That's it. That's all it takes. There's no requirement. Like you said, we're so used to measurements, to like, how much do I weigh? What's my BMI? How many carbs did I have for breakfast? Like, when we're in that mentality, it's hard to break free of that and be like, oh, what? There are no external measures for what recovery looks like. It's something that happens inside of me. It's organic. It's like, it's a totally different measuring stick in that there is no measurement of it. It's, I don't know. That's my best way of describing it, even though it's kind of a illusory thing.
Yeah. It's like strange to try to even describe with words, but I'm totally with you on it for sure. And you mentioned about like the loneliness that people describe in the recovery process. And that's something I heard from every single person I've talked to in their eating disorder recovery experience, was they just felt like so alone. And I would often tell my clients, like, I wish you could be like a fly on the wall and we didn't have HIPAA, so you could just like listen to what all my other clients are saying, because they're saying the same thing. Like, you know, yes, you're not alone. And that's why I wanted to make this podcast, because I was like, people need to know that, like, y'all are like, everybody has a different story and experience and different, a different body. So they're going to experience recovery differently. And there's these themes that so many people are talking about and feel ashamed about. So yes, letter writer and anyone who can relate, you are not alone. And I just really like the way you sum that up, that like, just choosing recovery is recovery. Like, that's all you need. That's all you need to do. And then, it'll move in the direction that it needs to go. So I don't know. I almost can feel like shame being removed from shoulders as they're listening to what you're talking about, Katie. So I appreciate it. And we need to move on to the next step. But I want to make sure that if there's any other kind of steps or pointers or anything that you want to mention before we move on, are you ready to go to the next step?
I just wanted to say, like, I wanted to name this, because sometimes mm-hmm. giving a label to something can be helpful. And what I would give this stage, which feels supernatural and normal, is this, like, it feels to me like a self-love purgatory, where you know you're not in the fullest expression of self-love yet, but there's like, but you're definitely, you've like transitioned away from the eating disorder, and you're like not quite in the like self-love ocean yet. And you're just in the self-love purgatory. So I wanted to offer that in case it resonates with anybody who's in that sort of middle phase, just to put some like images and words to that feeling.
That's cool. You know, even that word purgatory, it reminds me of your book and some of the images. And I know you, even on the cover I'm looking at, I don't know if this is the cover you're going with, but the diet culture purgatory. I love it. I love the imagery that you're using. And well, this is like a really good segue to the next portion of the Love Food Podcast, where we talk about the Food Peace Syllabus. And if you're new to the Love Food Podcast, the Food Peace Syllabus is a collection of resources that we've been gathering over the last 5 years that we hope help give you insight or strength or encouragement along your food peace journey. And you can get to their most recent copy if you go to juliedillonrd.com/freebies. And I'm hoping, Katie, you want to add your book to it, but I just want to make sure.
Oh, thank you for asking. Yes, I would be so honored to add Fed Up, an Illustrated Guide to Food Freedom to the book or to the, yeah, to the syllabus.
Yes, we're going to add it for sure. I was going to add it whether you wanted me to or not, but tell us about the book and you know, how you came to it, because it is different. I read a lot of manuscripts and I was like, oh, this is refreshing. It's completely different. And just even how it's illustrated.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's a very, it kind of might feel like you're reading my diary. It's a recovery memoir. So I kind of going off the whole theme of the episode, I felt really compelled and almost like I didn't have a choice in sharing my story around recovery because there are so many nuances of like this journey. And like you said, like I also felt like, oh my God, if I felt this alone, other people might feel that way too. And so my intention was to create a, you know, just an opportunity to dump my heart and brain into a book and be like, okay, this is like real talk. No, I'm not keeping anything hidden. This is like, these are my, you know, the life behind the veil of recovering from not just disordered eating, but also just the residual diet culture-y thoughts, any limiting beliefs that were holding me back from being who I really am. And I really wanted to share that with other people because we are not alone. You're not alone.
Yes, totally. Totally. You know, and reading the book is fun to me. Like, that's the difference. And to like, there's many wonderful books out there that provide important insight and encouragement, but having just a different way to express it. Again, I don't know if fun is the word that a lot of people would use, especially because of the topic, but it was just different and fun in that way because of how you like brought it, you know, brought it out and how it's illustrated, like I said. So I just think that's really cool. And I think for those who are like, blah, about another book, this is something different. And I encourage you to check it out. So thank you for birthing this book.
Thank you so much, Julie. That means a lot. If fun is a great word to describe it. If you, I feel very honored to have that as your takeaway reflection.
Good, good. And if someone wants to pre-order, because I know if someone's listening to this live, it may not be exactly ready to come to the world, but where can people go to pre-order it?
Sure. You can visit thefedupbook.com and learn a little bit more about the book. And there's links to the pre-order page, which is that's also at orchardpress.com/shop.
Awesome. Thank you. So if people want to connect with you, find out more about you, where can people go?
Yeah, I love to connect with people on Instagram. You could find me at the Fed Up Book, or my personal Instagram is at Katie Barb, and I'm active on both. That's a great place to find me, or my website, katiebarbero.com. I just gave you a lot of URLs, but somewhere on the internet, we will find each other. Yes,
exactly. And whatever preference you like. And I will, of course, put that in the show notes too. If you're not able to catch all that, it is there for you to have as a reference. Hey, Katie, thank you so much for spending time with me to go through this letter. I really appreciate your insight and your expertise, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you so much, Julie. This was really fun.
So there you have it.
Letter writer, I hope my conversation with Katie Barbaro was helpful to you as you are examining where you are on your food peace journey. We believe in you. And remember, you are not alone. I see food has written back, but before we get to food's letter, this episode of a Love Food podcast was brought to you by Ovofolic, a new way to get inositol supplementation for those of you affected by PCOS. Would you like 15% off of Ovofolic? Just for Love Food listeners, go to elonhealthcare.ca/discount/foodpeace and you'll get right to it. Or you can go ahead and see the link in the show notes. And remember, Elon is spelled E-L-A-N. So it's elonhealthcare.com/discount/foodpeace and that'll get you right to it. If you enjoyed this episode of a Love Food podcast, I would love it if you left a rating, a review, you subscribed or shared an episode. Doing any of those four acts of kindness really does help the show grow. We want more people to connect with food peace because the more people that connect with it, the more we can help other people reject diet culture and experience body liberation. So again, thank you in advance for doing any of those acts of kindness so other people can find the show. All right, like I said, food has written back. But until next time, take care. Dear Not Giving Up, we see you in this messy space and so proud. You've been choosing recovery more and more often, but we know you feel stuck sometimes, wondering if you're doing things correctly. What if you consider what you need to give up to move along? Perfectionism? Check. Doing it right? Check. Remember, no matter what, you are not alone. Many fellow food peace travelers are taking those same exact steps. Love food. Thank you for listening. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, and this is a Love Food podcast. Do you want access to more food peace? Jump on over to my website and join my email list. There, I share exclusive content that I don't share anywhere else. Get access to these tips and strategies by going to juliedillonrd.com/sign up. And I look forward to seeing you here next week for another episode of the Love Food Podcast. Take care.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.